Episode 1309, Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? I hope that you have nothing scheduled. I don't know. Are you just coming off of the first week back to school? Maybe you only had a few days and you're just like, I'm exhausted. Well, today it's all about relationship builders. It's time to focus on you and your spouse. Fight your way to a better marriage. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, people tend to shy away from conflict and arguments in marriage. But what if you could fight your way to a better marriage? Those arguments of not enough money, not enough intimacy, or who's responsible for the laundry and the dishes? The first thing everyone must understand, you will have arguments. You will have disagreements. And you may even have some shouting matches in your marriage. You're probably like, duh. You can just stop right there. I probably had 1,500 already. Okay, we're not counting. Okay, number one, just throw the score away. Burn it out of your mind because no marriage is perfect, nor does your marriage have two partners that agree all the time. It's just not going to happen. We are all human, whether it's politics, finances, career, children, you're not going to like something that your spouse prefers. It's a fact. We all have different preferences. And that is more than a good thing. Think how boring your life would be if you were exactly like your husband. Yeah. If you dress like him, act like him, ate the same food always as him. I mean, come on, boring. You may not make it to 25 years. Yes, we are celebrating that here around the corner. We're so excited. Okay, that's for another episode. But you get it, right? You know. You might be saying that your eardrums could use a break, though. But in all seriousness, your marriage is worth the fight. So, if you're one who is pointing fingers at your spouse, then this episode is for you. If you're one who's saying, "Ha, I've got it made," this episode is for you too. Wherever you are in your marriage, this is a must-listened to episode and a must-understand episode. Marriage is a two-way street, but one must start the conversation. I want you to think about that for a minute. Marriage is a two-way street, but one must start the conversation. How many times are you blaming someone else? Maybe not even your spouse. It could be his job. It could be his car. That's not even a person, yet you're blaming them and pointing fingers all at something or someone else. If you are honestly desiring a better marriage, then that means it's going to take work. Anything worth having takes work, right? It takes effort. Someone must begin to change the conversation, and that someone is you. Dr. Greg Smalley says this, "Conflict, when handled correctly, is the doorway to intimacy and understanding." Maybe you've had so many arguments, you've thought about, well, you know, I'm just going to fix it. Or, well, nope, I'm not going to fix it. I'm just going to run away from the conflict. I'm just done with it. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm just going to leave because it doesn't change anything. Maybe you've even thought about separation, or you've gone as far as contacting an attorney about divorce. Or worst case scenario, just living with status quo. But how is that serving you as an individual? And how is that serving you as a couple? Think broader spectrum here. I want you to take a heavenly perspective look into your marriage. What would God say? If he was to be sitting right next to you right here at this moment, what would he say? I know you're already thinking it. Now, you don't have to tell me, or you can choose to share with me, but you already know in your heart of hearts what it is. You already know where you have fallen short. You got to understand that you have to look at how is this serving you as an individual and how is this serving you as a couple. If you're always in it trying to fix it, you're putting your spouse on the defensive. Okay? Your marriage is not a football game. And you know how much I love football. And I'm telling you, your marriage is not a football game. It's not about offense and defense. But when you're trying to fix everything, your spouse is going to assume that you think you're right. That's what you're thinking. He's going to be like, gosh, there she goes again. She's putting herself up on a pedestal. She's always right and I'm always wrong. How many times do you walk away from even just a simple discussion? You haven't even raised your voice yet. You're not even yelling at each other. And you're just like, oh, he just thinks he's always right. Mm-hmm. And then you roll your eyes, sort of kind of because you close your eyes so you can't be seen rolling your eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we? I have been. And it's not something that just goes away automatically. It takes work every single day. Conflict can bring you closer together, but you have to understand your roles. You have to learn how to fight fair. And most of us, we would just rather fight. So today, though, we're going to talk about how to fight fair. It's time to take a time out. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take a time out. You know, in a game situation, right? Okay, yeah, let's take it back to football because it is football season. Technically, it's preseason. Oh, I cannot wait. We've got college coming up. We've got the NFL season coming up. Okay, I'm getting off track. Back to relationships. We're talking marriage here. What happens, though, when you're in a football game and the other team is kicking your you-know-what? Yeah, you take a what? Time out. Time out. So you got to do the same thing. When you're in the middle of conflict and the heat keeps rising, take a time out. You owe your hearts a break. As you continue to shoot down your husband, the heart continues to harden. And eventually, there are areas of the heart that remain petrified. That's a really, really strong statement, but it is a real, true feeling. I know, because I did it to my husband. There were areas of his heart that basically I petrified because he was one that didn't want to deal with that part of me and he thought it was easier just to walk away, not to have the conflict, not to face it. Your heart needs a break both for you and for your spouse. So if you want to fight your way to a better marriage, what does that look up? You got to own up, show up, fill up. Woo. Yeah. Own up, show up, fill up. Say that fast three times and you've got it. Okay. Let's break it down though. Number one, own up. Own your part of the conflict. Mm-hmm. Guilty as charged. You have to own you. Are you standing for your marriage? If you are, then you are owning your part. But if you're someone who's always pointing fingers, going, mm-mm, it's not me this time, mm-mm, it wasn't me that time either, don't even go there with me this time because I'm always right, yeah, well, then you're not owning your part. You have to own up. If you want to live, love, and impact, you have to be willing to own up. And people who have issues with control, this is a hard one. Because we like to control, but sometimes the owning up part is the crusher. But it can also bring a dynamic shift, not only in the conversation, but in the relationship. So number one, own up. Own your part of the conflict. Number two, show up. What can you do to make a difference for the better in your marriage? If you're one who's sitting here pointing fingers all the time, then obviously you are not looking at solutions or resolutions. You're just in it to what? To point fingers. I'm in it to win it. I want to be the one that's higher on the scoreboard than him. I want to be the one who, when I go to bed, I know I won the whole fight. That's not what God wants us to do in our marriage. Show up. What can you do to make a difference for the better? in your marriage. That may mean shut your mouth once in a while. It could mean actually stopping in midstream of your conversation, even if it's heated, and say, okay, out of bounds, I'm out of bounds. I want you to talk, I'm going to listen. If you were to say that to your spouse, I guarantee you, he's going to look at you like, is she crazy? Did some alien possess my wife? Because it's probably not something that's typically done. There are times that I will be talking with my husband and we'll be having a conversation and it's not even heated. It's just a general discussion, but I can hear my voice changing, the tone of my voice. I can begin to hear a bite to it or an edge, and it may not be piercing yet, but oh, am I ready to kind of start to poke a little bit harder? And I literally will stop and bite my tongue physically and just stop and wait for him to start talking. Because I know I'm out of line. I've had to at times. Sometimes I'll even turn away and cover my mouth. I know for women, we finish statements very quickly. Primarily because when you're mothering children, you're already 10 steps ahead of that child, right? But God did not marry you to your husband to mother him. So we don't need to be 10 steps in front of him. We need to be in step with him. See the difference? Show up. What can you do to make a difference for the better in your marriage? And finally, number three, fill up. Surround yourself with those willing to fight for your marriage. You know what irks me a lot is when I can be walking by, and this is just out in public, and I'll hear girls just chatting away, maybe two or three together. And it's not like I'm trying to listen in on the conversations, but the conversation goes something like this. You will not believe what happened last night. I fixed this dinner and he just came across like I didn't know how to cook and I'm not a good cook. And he just kind of gave me that look. And well, you know, he's obviously wrong. And then what did the friends say? Oh, you're so right. You are the one in the right. You're such a good cook, man. I don't know what he's complaining about. He can't do better than you. Okay. Is that actually helping your marriage? No. Surround yourself with those willing to fight for your marriage. If you're going and bad-mouthing your spouse behind their back with hopes to, quote-unquote, score, for hopes to, oh, wait, I'm better and he's the jerk? No. You need to walk away from those relationships, whatever you call them, friendships, whatever. No. At least not talk about your marriage with them. Because that is harming your marriage. You got to fill up. Think about it as being hope-filled accountability. If you are struggling, and it may be only one or two people that you can actually confidently rely upon them to support you and where you can be 100% honest with what's going on in your marriage so they can what? Help you. No marriage is perfect. We already set those ground rules. My marriage isn't perfect. I work on my marriage on a daily basis. My husband will 100% agree. We don't do it right all the time. We do it right most of the time, and we play fair. There are ground rules. You got to fill up. Remember, when you are taking your relationship, your marriage, into somebody else's life and giving them information, you need to be doing it with a hope-filled accountability that they are going to help serve your marriage, not serve you. Now, understand this. When we talk about relationships, there are some relationships, yes. There are some marriages, yes, that do need to come to an end. But that's not the conversation we're having today. So if you're in an abusive situation, that is for a different episode. This is for those who are kind of looking for an easy way out all the time in their marriage. They always want to be right. and they just really don't want to work. They just thought, oh, I'm going to get married and we're just going to live happily ever after for the next 30, 40, 50 years, however we live, however long we live. But they don't actually understand that if you want to have an incredible marriage that is to the depths of the ocean and for as long as eternity, it's going to take work. Own up, show up, fill up. Maybe you want some help with this. This is why I coach women, men, and couples. Because it is work. And you need tangible tools and strategies. Now, you can take this and begin to go and apply it. Yes. But are there other strategies? Yes. Are there different ways to handle things? Yes. So if you're one who's saying, I need help with my marriage, I want to be specific to my situation, then I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. If you want to come and set up a time with just you and I, that's great. If you would prefer and your husband or, you know, your wife, whatever it is, then you bring them together and we will have a conversation as a couple. I'm here to serve you. Fight your way to a better marriage. Remember, marriage is a two-way street, but one must start the conversation. I pray that you have an absolutely joyful weekend. Go out, get some sun. You need some vitamin D, right? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.